Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Certain states are now enacting stronger abortion restrictions now that the overwhelmingly conservative U.S. Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade. In Missouri, Attorney General Eric Schmidt issued an opinion that effectively enacts a 2019 law that makes most abortions in the state illegal, including in cases of incest or rape. One state that could be profoundly affected by the court's ruling is New Mexico, which borders on several states likely to severely restrict abortion. From member station KUNM, Alice Fordham has details.
Abortion is likely to remain legal in New Mexico, but Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, and Utah could now all but ban the procedure outright.
We're going to have shortages of appointments of providers because of the influx we'll see.
Christina Tosi is the medical director of Planned Parenthood in the Rocky Mountains. Since Texas banned abortions after 6 weeks last year, New Mexico's clinics have been stretched.
I was just struck by the tremendous driving times and patients just having to rearrange everything in their lives. Oh, it was, it's just heartbreaking stories.
Another local advocacy group says the coming influx will make it harder for New Mexicans, especially those in rural or low-income areas, to get abortion care. For NPR News, I'm Alice Fordham.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress will work to overcome wide-reaching damage from extremism fueled by the country's most powerful Republicans.
Because of Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, and the Republican Party, their supermajority in the Supreme Court, American women today have less freedom than their mothers.
But today's GOP back ruling is a moment millions of other people, like Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project, have been waiting years to witness.
These are human beings. These are human beings that deserve rights, that deserve at least 9 months in the womb, and then to be given up for adoption. They deserve a shot at life.
Now to New York, where lawmakers say they'll hold a special session of the state legislature to pass new gun laws aimed at limiting the impact of yesterday's Supreme Court ruling. Ruling's expected to allow far more people to carry guns in public. Here's NPR's Brian Mann.
The court's conservative justices struck down a century-old system that regulated who could carry firearms in public. Elected officials, including New York City Mayor Eric Adams, say they'll do everything possible to keep guns off the streets.
We will not allow our city to live in fear that everyone around us is armed, and that any altercation could evolve into a shootout.
Lawmakers say they hope to tighten remaining gun permit rules and expand the list of sensitive places where guns aren't allowed. Any new restrictions will have to pass Second Amendment legal muster before a very conservative Supreme Court. Brian Mann, NPR News, Westport, New York.
It's NPR News. Afghanistan was hit with aftershocks, hitting the remote mountainous area of the country where that powerful earthquake hit this week, leaving more than 1,100 people dead and thousands more injured. Taliban authorities say they've ended their search for survivors of that quake that buried people in their homes. NPR's Zia Hadid has the latest from Islamabad.
Residents had largely tried to find missing loved ones on their own in the hours after the quake hit overnight on Wednesday. Days later, authorities have indicated there's little hope of finding survivors. Taliban officials, UN agencies and aid groups have reached some of the hard-hit areas to distribute blankets, water, food, cash and tents. Charities like Islamic Relief say they're concerned about the outbreak now of waterborne diseases like cholera. The earthquake hit an area where farmers were already battling the worst drought in 30 years. They, like most other Afghans, are living through an economic crisis that has caused most people to go hungry and has placed over 1 million children at risk of starvation. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
Union leaders representing United Airlines pilots are endorsing a 2-year labor contract on pay raises, maternity leave, training, as well as other benefits. Its 14,000 members will have until July 15th to vote on the tentative contract. The agreement includes a 14% pay hike over the next 18 months and an 8-week paid maternity leave. United is poised to become the first major U.S. airline to strike such an agreement. This is NPR.